Florida has lost another folk music giant. Singer-songwriter Don Grooms, a mainstay of the Florida Folklife Festival, died on January 10th in Gainesville. Grooms won the State Heritage Award in 1996. He taught for more than 30 years at the University of Florida College of Journalism and Communications. But Don Grooms will be remembered most for his love of folk music. Donna Green Townsend reports on the passing of one of Florida's folk troubadours.
Thousands gathered in White Springs last May for the 45th annual Florida Folklife Festival. They came to hear from the singer-songwriter whose Cherokee looks and humorous lyrics made him stand out from the rest. What they didn't know was that it would be the last time they'd hear Don Grooms perform on the main stage.
Yeah, well, grab my son and hold your head up high.
Grooms entertained for years in White Springs. Many of his songs seemed a bit like anthems, with the entire crowd singing along to such tunes as Winnebago's, which poked fun at the number of tourists and snowbirds traveling the interstate to Florida.
Love them Winnebago's. They got their old CB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan and the Goldern Winnebago.
And songs with a more serious tone of growing up poor with Walk Proud, My Son.
Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high.
What many folk music lovers may not know is the story behind his success at White Springs. In an interview last March, Grooms shared how, while working as a judge at an old-time fiddlers convention in Union Grove, North Carolina, Grooms was approached by a singer-songwriter who soon became Grooms' closest music buddy, the late Will McLean. It was McLean who introduced Grooms more than two decades ago at White Springs and brought him out of a self-imposed musical slump.
I reached a point once before, twice before, where you get standing ovation, and then after a while it becomes necessary. And so I walked away from it. And Will insisted I go to festival with him. And then right in the middle of his set, he said, "And there's a guy here I'd like you to hear." So he did that about the next three festivals I was at, and then I was hooked again.
That musical kinmanship also included close relationships with other folk greats, including the late Gamble Rogers and Paul Champion. But it was McLean who inspired Grooms, a Native American himself, to write one of his favorite songs about the bloody skirmish between DeSoto and the Native Americans in Payne's Prairie.
I came up with a 5-minute song called Vita Chuco, and I played that for Will, and he listened to it and said, "Would you play that for me again?" And when I finished, he said, "Grooms, you have finally justified your existence." Wow, when I awesome. Recorded it, Will played the harmonica.
When DeSoto recovered, his rage was still high. He said, "Bring all those Indians to me." Then he slaughtered 1,200, laughed as they died. Marched on across the Swanee.
Chief of the Seminole Indian tribe, James Billy, said Grooms had a spiritual connection to people, and he called Grooms a lyrical genius and credits him for the musical switch he made in his own career.
Don says, "Hey, you sound like you could sing some folk songs and get away from the rock and rolls." And so from that, I started writing my songs, and Halpati Chobi was the one that he really helped me. I had written the entire song except for the words. Halpati Chobi didn't even pause, just that phrase. I couldn't believe it. This man was a genius with words.
Halpati Chobi didn't even pause. My dog disappeared in a gator in a jar. I can still hear my grandpa saying, "Halpati Chobi, Nakshonichki ga. Halpati Chobi, Okinkiniwa. Halpati Chobi."
Coordinator for the Florida Folklife Festival in White Springs, Kenneth Crawford, says Grooms had a great gift for song and story. and he'll always be remembered as an entertainer.
He was a composer, a writer, a poet, a very creative man, certainly an entertainer. He liked to have fun, and he liked to poke fun at things, and he was a satirist in the literary sense of the word. Don Grooms was certainly considered an elder of the festival and of the family of Florida folk musicians. He'll be missed. He'll be greatly missed.
Singer-songwriter and friend Dale Kreider says he'll always remember Groom's humor.
And he had a lot of good musicians that played with him, but he was mostly an entertainer. He wanted people to laugh, and he wanted to write songs that would make them laugh, too.
Another close pickin' buddy was Ray Valla of Gainesville. Valla's studio recorded most of Groom's material.
I always thought he was, although he basically might have stood in the shadow of McLean and Rogers, and I always thought that he had a collection of songs that he had written himself, that just like Vita Chico, that were really meaningful.
Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy.
Don Grooms would have turned 68 this month. He was buried in North Carolina on Thursday. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
Make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Use it up.
That's Capitol Report for this evening. We'll be back next week. Contributing to tonight's program were Amy Tardiff of WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, and Donna Green Townsend of WUFT-FM, Gainesville. For Susan Gage and Buzz Conover, I'm Ben Wilcox. Thanks for joining us.